Dr. Maurice Haddad worked as an orthopaedic surgeon in Argentina for 30 years before moving to Australia. His wife and three sons settled in Melbourne, while he started work as a supervised GP in the rural Victorian town of Wonthaggi.
So I was driving from Monday to the practice and come back to see my family on Fridays. I did that one for 7 years.
Dr. Howard McCormick was his supervising doctor.
Look, he was amazing. He introduced a whole lot of things to the community, like a methadone program, like easy access to having skin checks and so on.
The state health minister agreed, presenting the Argentinian with an award for an outstanding contribution to rural communities.
And then suddenly he was not allowed to work anymore, which I was not happy about.
Dr. Haddad failed the clinical exam required of overseas doctors to prove they're competent to work in Australia. As a result, he was deregistered by the Medical Board of Australia.
They failed you, and then I lost everything. This killed me, economically killed me, because it's putting at risk my house, my mortgage, everything.
It's an exam that 4 out of 5 international doctors are now failing. Dr. McCormick says those statistics do not reflect the doctor's incompetence to treat patients, rather a lack of exam training.
For example, I've been in general practice for 40 years and I would find it a challenge to pass the exam, even with my knowledge, because I would have to learn the exam skills, which are in addition to my consulting skills, which I use every day. We had one IMG in one of our other practices who was in the top 3% of medical graduates and was an expert in her country. And yet when she came to Australia, this exam was the first exam in her life that she had ever failed. And she's a really, really brilliant doctor.
There are more than 3,000 international doctors working under supervision in Australia. Many of them have worked for years, sometimes more than a decade, without having to sit the clinical exam. But Chair of the Medical Board of Australia, Dr. Joanna Flynn, says things have changed.
Ideally, all doctors who worked in Australia would have the full qualifications before they started work. But we have had a need, a workforce need, to put people into general practice and to some hospital positions. And so pathways have been around, as you say, for decades, in order to enable doctors to do that.
In 2013, new laws stated that doctors had to pass the clinical exam and do it within 3 years. In the ensuing years, the board gave many doctors an extension. But Dr. Flynn says it's now cracking down.
The board has a set of standards which are now being very deliberately implemented. And so for some people, that raises the bar that they have to cross to be able to either get into the workplace in the first place or stay in the workplace.
So the question remains, were these doctors incompetent from the start, or are we simply redefining incompetent?
If their performance in the exam is at a very low level, it raises questions about whether they are actually safe to practice.
Should patients be concerned that a doctor they've been seeing, say, for many years, hadn't and wasn't able to pass this exam?
No, it shouldn't be a cause for concern. But equally, we believe it's important that all doctors practising in Australia meet the required standards.
Dr. Gerard Ingham, who has been supervising international doctors and local graduates for 25 years, says the crackdown is long overdue.
I'm not saying in any way that the decisions that those doctors have made out in practice to date have been mistakes or a problem. But we do have to set a standard. And I think it's a mistake, I suppose, of previous policy that we have allowed doctors to practice in the bush remotely when they haven't passed the assessment, which all other practitioners would have to pass to work in the city.
Dr. Ingham says the approach of any doctor is better than no doctor in areas of need is unacceptable.
If a person continually goes to pass their driving assessment to be a competent driver or a competent truck driver and continually fails it, should we say, oh, well, you're driving around in the country area, there's not many accidents out there, keep going. I mean, it's the same message. In the end, you do have to set a standard and people do have to pass.
But Dr. Ingham says he is concerned for the many good doctors who did not have adequate training before facing the exam. The Medical Board of Australia's Dr. Flynn concedes this is true.
Some of the doctors who have been working in area of need positions have not received enough support. Some of the people who fail the exam actually have just been working so hard, they haven't had any time to study, they haven't had much feedback about how they're going.
Does the board take that into account when looking at these doctors that have failed the exams?
No, we believe that they are responsible for ensuring that they are prepared to meet the exam. And there are now some new educational supports being developed for those doctors.
That funding support was announced in this year's federal budget, but it means little to people like Maurice Haddad.
Don't pass exam, you're not a doctor, OK, go back to your country. They don't care about people.
My deadline is in August the 6th, they will withdraw my provider number.
Dr Patricia Bass has worked as a supervised GP in Horsham, Western Victoria, for 5 years.
The level of supervision I am is practically independent, practically. But we obviously, we have to ask when we have a doubt.
If Australian authorities allowed her to, Dr Bass would remain in Horsham until her retirement.
I think I have good genetics. So if I could, I will be till 70 here.
But she too failed her clinical exam multiple times and is today clearing out her office. One of her focuses in Horsham has been on psychiatric care for patients struggling with addiction.
Where are these people going to go? I don't know. Where are they going to go?
Sybil Braybrook has been a counsellor for 30 years and spent a decade in Horsham.
There's a huge problem here with schizoaffective disorders as a result of drug misuse. We don't have the capacity for rehab that they do in the larger communities. And if we can't get them in a bed, the next best thing is that they're under doctor supervision. And it's a testament to Dr Bass that they actually stuck with that.
Ms Braybrook referred most of her clients to Dr Bass because of her willingness to invest time and care in their recovery.
A lot of the clinics have a churn methodology, and I understand that. We actually don't have sufficient numbers to take the time.
Ms Braybrook says Dr Bass's inability to pass Australian exams in the time she was allocated does not reflect on her ability to treat patients.
We're losing someone who not only cares very deeply for her patients, but for this community. She's very invested in this community's well-being.
We want a GP.
The doctor shortage in Horsham and across Western Victoria has made headlines all year. The Kerrang community came together and recorded a social video, successfully grabbing the nation's attention, but thus far failing to attract a GP.
We need a GP.
The Seoul GP clinic in Bort was last week the latest to announce it will close down after its fruitless struggle to attract doctors. Dr McCormick in Gippsland says it's a similar story on the east side of Victoria. The hole left by Dr Maurice Haddad was difficult to fill.
Our whole town has suffered. Our clinic has suffered considerably. And our patients have suffered because he was looking after them really, really well.
International doctors have no choice but to work in these areas. And Dr McCormick says squeezing them out will only make the rural shortage worse.
The question I have is, what are we going to do to get doctors in rural communities? It will take another crisis before the government will sit up and take notice, I believe.
Neither the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt nor the Federal Rural Health Minister Bridget McKenzie agreed to be interviewed. But in a statement, a spokeswoman for the Health Department said the Medical Board of Australia was independent of government and neither the minister nor the department could intervene on individual registration matters. The statement specifically acknowledged the difficulties retaining GPs in Horsham and Mildura, saying recruitment and retention strategies were being put in place. Meanwhile, former doctors like Maurice Haddad have had to start new careers.
You are nothing. You don't qualify to be nothing. Only a cleaner.
Do you know of many other doctors in your position that were working as a GP and lost their registration because of this exam?
Oh, yes, plenty. I know one suicide. Most of them, they're going back to the country.